Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And Kennedy, say good morning to Nick Savarese. He's the executive director of the Flutie Foundation.
Good morning, my friend.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very good. How are you? Thanks for getting up early.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I haven't spoken today yet, but it's all good.
We do that every day, Nick.
Me.
It's so funny. Sometimes we get into the studio and I go to say something. It's like phlegm and everything just comes out of my mouth. I'm like, I'm so sorry, Kennedy. So let's quickly talk about what's going to be happening on Saturday down at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. You're having the Stars of the Spectrum event benefiting the Flutie Foundation. Is that right?
Yes. It's the Stars of the Spectrum Music Festival. It's the biggest and only by autism for autism music festival in the world, really. It's kind of something that's never happened before. It's a historical event, and we're just super excited about it.
How did this come to be? I love the fact that this is, you know, I think this is something we're seeing more and more. Instead of people gathering together and saying, let's raise money for this in front of the people, we're bringing the people who are, you know, together to showcase their talents and skills. How did this come together?
Yeah, so it's sort of something, Kennedy, that's evolved over the last 4 or 5 years. We've just met so many talented musicians with autism locally here in the Boston area and from all over the country. And last year we held our 25th anniversary celebration of the Flutie Foundation mm-hmm. at Fenway Park. And we did a concert like this and it just went so well. And, you know, there's just so much talent out there in the autism community that we decided, okay, we're going to have to blow it out even more. So we kind of went from a concert, which was amazing, to now more of an all-day festival just because there's so much talent out there. And we want to highlight that. We want to elevate the voices of people with autism so, you know, they can show the world what they can do.
Nick, are there ways that it differs from a regular music festival that makes it a little more sensory friendly for everybody?
Yeah, and so thank you for asking that. Yeah, we're making sure that everything about the concert is what we call sensory welcoming, you know, from the time people step, you know, from before the time people step in, you know, we're reaching out, we're allowing people to register for sensory kits, which is, you know, things like headphones, sensory toys, that sort of thing. We have a whole sensory-friendly tent, but, you know, kind of a quiet zone if the music gets a little too overwhelming. We do understand it is still a concert. It's still kind of loud. So we want to make sure that people, you know, have a safe space to go to. So we have an air-conditioned tent that's going to be kind of a quiet zone. We have a couple other sensory rooms lined up along under the bleachers. And then, you know, I think the thing that's overlooked sometimes is just, you know, families are going to know they're welcome when they come in there, right? So if your child, you know, has certain behaviors or whatever, you're going to look across the aisle and you're going to see another family in the same position, the same predicament. Everyone kind of accepts and understands one another, and it's the ability to kind of like take a breath and not have to, you know, worry about such things.
I was looking at the lineup for the Stars of the Spectrum Music Festival, again happening Saturday, Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy, and there's some national artists like Faith Evans, and then it looks like there's the Flutie Brothers are also playing, because, you know, Doug Flutie is not only the greatest athlete of all time, but he's also a musician, Kennedy. And he's like the best looking man ever. He's like, he's a triple threat. How many artists are actually playing at the festival this weekend?
Oh, I should know off the top of my head, but we're talking, you know, 40, 50 different artists or what have you. So, yes, Faith Evans, R&B legend. We've got Cody Lee, who won America's Got mm-hmm. Talent. He's a young man with autism and who's blind, who won America's Got Talent. He's playing a couple local up-and-coming bands, Couch, Sam James, Flutie Brothers Band, of course. But then we have the best autistic rapper of the country, C-Quick, Sierra. So much talent, and even the cool thing about it is, you know, even the nationally renowned music acts that are playing, they're collaborating with our artists with autism. So, for example, Faith Evans will be doing a song with our choir, Spectrum of Sound. And so it's really, like you were saying before, Kennedy, it's about inclusion. It's about elevating the voices of people with autism.
This is so cool. I love this.
This is awesome. How do people get more information, my friend?
Yeah, thank you. You know, go to FlutieFoundation.org. You know, Google us, right? So with FlutieFoundation.org, you Google us, Facebook, whatever it is. Ticket links up there at FlutieFoundation.org. It's actually technically FlutieFoundation.org/Stars of the Spectrum, but you'll find it. Google it, Stars of the Spectrum. You know, you'll find it.
All right, Nick Savarese, Executive Director for the Flutie Foundation. And again, check out this event happening tomorrow at in Quincy at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And Nick, you, the entire Flutie Foundation, and everybody playing the festival, you are now officially members of Carson Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Awesome. Pumped. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks so much, Nick.
We're pumped too, Nick.
Now, if you have something going on and you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, it's super simple to do, whether you're putting on a music festival or you just found a new album and you want to tell everybody about it. We want to put you inside the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text us here in the studio to set that up. We'll do it anytime. We'll record it off the air, whatever you want to do. We just like to hear your Good Vibe Tribe stories. Again, you can text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
Well, Simone Biles did it last night. She is the GOAT.
Long road from Tokyo to Paris, leading Biles to this moment, and do what she does better than anyone ever has. That should do it. She knows it. There it is! Vulnerable in Tokyo and victorious here in Paris. Simone Biles wins the gold. That's what greatness looks like.
And that's on that.
When she crushed that floor routine and like the moment when she realized just swept over her face. Oh, I had goosebumps.
It was like after the first two events, I was like, uh-oh, she's going to have to. And she did, Dan. She just delivered.
That's a bad lady.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Kennedy.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.